This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 18 years since the 9/11 attacks, and there are events being held across America to remember that tragic day. President Trump and First Lady Melania are attending a Pentagon memorial at this hour. Vice President Mike Pence is at the Flight 93 memorial in Pennsylvania and in New York City.
Mark Francis Broderick.
Herman Charles Broghammer.
Events include the annual reading of the names of the victims out loud in Lower Manhattan. A ceremony at the 9/11 memorial will be going on for several hours. A hospital had to be evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. That tornado hit as powerful thunderstorms and flash flooding were sweeping through the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The New England Patriots are to be back at practice today, but it's unclear whether the newly signed wide receiver Antonio Brown will be on the practice field with them. The defending Super Bowl champs had the day off yesterday, the day a woman filed suit against Brown, accusing him of sexually assaulting her. She claims Brown sexually assaulted her three different times in 2017, 2018, when she was his trainer. Yesterday was Apple's big annual event to reveal new products, and that included revealing the date its new subscription TV service will launch. CEO Tim Cook says some people won't even have to pay anything for it for a while.
When you buy an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, or an Apple TV, you'll get 1 year of Apple TV Plus included for free.
The first shows from Apple Plus will be available on November 1st in over 100 countries. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The number of uninsured Americans rising for the first time in nearly a decade. The U.S. Census Bureau reporting the rate increased to 8.5% in 2018, up a half a percentage point from the previous year. It was led by a decline in the number of people covered by Medicaid. The percentage of those with private coverage, either through their employers or bought directly, did not change statistically. The share of those on Medicare, though, increased along with an aging population. Overall, about 27.5 million people were uninsured last year, an increase of nearly 2 million people. Historically black colleges and universities with religious affiliations will be receiving more federal funding. President Trump announced yesterday during a conference with HBCU officials that the schools will no longer be restricted from accessing federal funding for capital projects after declaring a law unconstitutional. Under a capital financing program for historically black colleges and universities, the Education Department guarantees loans for capital improvements, but funding had been restricted for those HBCUs that were heavily involved in religion. And the Los Angeles Dodgers' seventh consecutive National League West title is secure. They clinched the division with a 7-3 win over the Orioles in Baltimore last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information, as usual, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media, and legal analyst, is with us. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, just the same, buddy, and happy to pass it on to everyone. Well, I'll tell you, what if... Let's just say if CNN decided to run a seven-hour show just dedicated to climate and nobody showed up, would that matter? Oh, that's right. They did, didn't they?
They did, and nothing seems to matter. It appears with AT&T-owned CNN. I mean, they say, let Jeff Zucker run this thing into the ground. With ratings that just keep going to lower and lower levels, and with embarrassing excuses, people pretending to be journalists who are literally just purveying propaganda, you know, one after the other. So I guess, I mean, it fits with what the brand that they've created to have a seven-hour, I don't know what to call it. It's more like a failed infomercial.
Yes.
But if there's a beneficiary of that 7 hours, it was one Donald Trump, because what it did is it cement how ridiculously out of touch this group of potential candidates are seeking the Democrat nomination, and how absolutely insane they are.
Yeah, you'd only wish, James, you only wish there more people would have seen it. But clearly, the ones that tuned in tuned out almost as quickly.
Well, the thing is, because of the social media, because of 24-hour cable, people saw clips.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't matter. Even the cherry-picked clips that were supposed to be positive still cemented how crazy it was. And every, you know... person, working person, people who are busy earning a living and raising their family, when they hear that there are people who want to run for president, who want to regulate what they eat, regulate how they travel, regulate basically every aspect of life, and of course, a very telling moment is what happened when Bernie Sanders, as I said in my column, begin to morph into Bernie Sanger.
Yeah, he went full Margaret Sanger, as they as the British would say.
Yeah, so you know, and what happened there is there was a woman asking him a question. She looked an awful lot like Christine Blasey Ford.
Oh wow!
You know, she was one of these. You took one look at her and you knew she was like a leftist librarian or something like that. But she said, she referred to the growth in people on the earth, human population growth,
right?
And then made the case, which is a case that's been made for, at least like 80 years. People have been screaming about how the earth can't handle more people.
Yes.
And this cannot sustain the growth. And she said, you know, this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but do you have the courage to bring this up in a plan to address, and then she called it climate catastrophe. Yeah. This is a new one for me.
Yes.
You know, it was global warming and it's climate change, and she came up with climate catastrophe. But the important thing is Bernie Sanders, first of all, in his answer, he said a resounding yes,
mm-hmm.
that he would have the courage to equate population of human beings with climate change. And what he thirsty equated abortion with birth control. Now,
right.
We've always heard from the Democrat Party that abortion should be safe and rare. You cannot have a procedure like this be safe and rare if you're using it for birth control.
Right.
That means that it's not going to be rare, and it's certainly not going to be safe, and particularly for the preborn human being that is killed. But he talks about, then, poor countries around the world where women don't want to have a large family, and they should be given. Now, he did this in the context of the Mexico City policy,
right.
which is the policy first implemented by Ronald Reagan, which basically said the taxpayer money should not be used to fund abortions across the world.
Yes, exactly.
Outside, mm-hmm. And so what Bernie Sanders is saying, well, we want to use it to control the population of poor people. And this resulted even in some criticism from the left, criticism from Never Trumpers, who said that it was racist. They took it in, made it into a racial thing, because in poor countries and many, what we call third world countries are in fact black, would be called brown people, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what it really was, evoking Margaret Sanger, who was her whole philosophy, many of her speeches were made to control not population per se, but certain populations.
Exactly.
And here she was, by the way, we have to identify, Margaret Sanger's the founding mother of what we today call Planned Parenthood. And, we know Planned Parenthood, there's been exposés that they engaged in the sale of baby body parts. They lie about what they do. They try to say that they're involved in healthcare when the overwhelming percentage of their activity is killing preborn human beings. But when Sanger made his speech in 1932, and this is, by the way, the wonderful thing about this, is there are a number of universities, because they love Margaret Sanger and they hold her up on a pedestal,
mm-hmm.
they keep all her papers. They're like sacred. And they're all up on the internet. You can find, this is a speech called My Way to Peace by Margaret Sanger. Let me give you a hint. A big admirer of her speeches was one Adolf Hitler. And that's she believed in controlling the, quote, undesirables. Doesn't that sound familiar to the undesirables? It sounds a little like the deplorables.
Yes, exactly.
But her plan in this speech was, we take the poor people, we take the dumb people, people that can't be employed, and we put them in camps, and we give them a choice. You can either stay in this camp, but if you want to get out, you just have to be sterilized. Forced sterilization. I mean, this is Margaret Sanger. And so, this is the natural progression of what Bernie Sanders suggested, because when you start saying that we're going to control certain populations, we're going to direct resources toward certain populations, we used to call that eugenics. And it is breeding people, which is why Adolf Hitler loved Margaret Sanger.
Exactly.
And so, and by the way, Margaret Sanger wanted to control, she didn't call them African Americans at her time. She had a different word, but black people,
mm-hmm.
Jewish people, Catholic people, and really she hated Christians. She, as I quote a speech she made in 1921,
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break because we've got to control our numbers and go to commercial. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor. But I've learned from some close friends about its connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's cholesterol911.com to learn more.
Bill Martinez.
Like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. The New York Times bestselling author, media, and legal analyst continues with us, James Herson. James, we know Margaret Sanger's philosophy was to, as a eugenicist, was, she was going to be in charge of population control, but a specific type of population. I mean, further demonstrated clearly by Planned Parenthood, an organization that she founded and inspired. I mean, look at where most of the Planned Parenthood facilities were located, but in the poor parts of the country. And look what it did, particularly with, you know, black Americans, with 40% of the abortions being conducted by Planned Parenthood were on black Americans, 25% on Hispanics, people of color, Asians, I think it was about 10, maybe 12%. Just incredible numbers here that we're looking at. And, you know, amazing that the Democrats, of course, you know, how many years has it been that they started including in their, you know, in their platform as a party, that they supported abortion, and all they've been doing is expanding that more and more, that, you know, even up to the point of birth, and then, of course, what was exposed in Virginia, that they said they're willing to support abortion even after the baby has been born.
Well, that's right. The Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, who happens to be a physician, he exposed just the callous, absolute condoning of homicide, you know, absolute homicide of babies that are already born. Because remember, he looked in the camera and he said, well, we'd make the baby comfortable, and then they would have, there'd be a discussion between the mother and physicians and to determine what is going to be done.
Yes. Thumbs up or thumbs down, right? And of course, this is what Kermit Gosnell is in jail for right now, James.
That's exactly right. I mean, even people that supported the so-called woman's right to choose were very clear that that right to choose ended when the child was out of the womb. And now, so Ralph Northam exposed that. This idea, and we've seen the Democratic Party vote against giving medical care to a baby who was born during an abortion, they call it a botched abortion, but a baby that wasn't intended to be born, but comes out, it's breathing. They would not pass legislation that would require medical care for that baby. And the same cliche language was used to justify that by Democrats. They would say, well, this is a decision to be made by the woman and her physician. No, it's not.
Yes.
No, there is no more decision after a child is born. And, you know, this, but in any case, this is the same party that says, in the name of combating climate change,
right,
we want to eliminate cows and planes, fossil fuels, the internal combustion engine, you know, wants to monitor how much power each individual uses and have some sort of profile on them. And Bernie opens it up to control the size of their family, which sounds very much like a government that Bernie Sanders has expressed admiration for, the government of communist China.
Exactly.
And certainly the government of you know, all communist totalitarian regimes. But what I was going to say, an obstacle to this kind of thinking are people who are religious. So Margaret Sanger, which Bernie is morphing himself into, hated Catholics, Jews, and Christians. And she described people whose religious scruples prevent their ability to control their number. And here's the statement she made. There is no doubt in the minds of all thinking people that the procreation of this group should be stopped. Procreation should be stopped. How do you stop procreation? You use coercive force.
Or you just flat out lie, James. I mean, do you realize who was the first recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award? You remember?
I don't.
Try Martin Luther King. First recipient, Martin Luther King. In that first group also was Lyndon Baines Johnson. And you go down the list and you start realizing how many Democrats were awarded the Margaret Sanger Award. And you got Hillary Clinton there. You've got Nancy Pelosi, again, reinforcing what is foundational to the Democratic Party. And ironically enough, you sit there and go, wait a minute, how does Black America support a political institution that wants to eradicate them because they're less than?
No, it's exactly right. And that's why we see the Democratic Party embracing the label socialism. Mm-hmm. Of course, Bernie Sanders has been a socialist for decades. This is a guy who spent his honeymoon in Moscow.
Right.
But one of the dictates of socialism, Karl Marx taught it. Mm-hmm. Vladimir Lenin practiced it. Fidel Castro used it. And it's the end justifies the means.
Mm-hmm. Well, and James, but socialism is that yellow brick road to Marxism and communism. There's no avoiding it, right?
That's right. We pick a noble sounding goal. And then what we do is then we convince the public that we have to do something that takes away their freedom to get to the noble sounding goal. So what Margaret Sanger did, she says, look, I see a world free of poverty, free of mental illness, free of disease. And here's how we get there, by putting people in concentration camps and then sterilizing them, which is, of course, the same as Hitler. Well, what is Bernie Sanders doing? I see a world that can be rescued from the ravages of man-made climate change. And how does Bernie get there? By reducing selected populations of poor people. And he's the one that the minimum wage champion.
Yeah,
he's always out there. We've got to get these billionaires who take everything away from the poor. He's always out there doing that. But he wants to kill the poor.
Yes.
This is really, in a way, what Bernie Sanders did. It's a wonderful moment because it pulls away that masquerade. Mm-hmm. And what we see underneath the mask is far more frightening. Bernie Sanders is not this friendly uncle. He's not Larry David. Underneath that mask is Margaret Sanger and her friends.
Yeah, he's a Muppet character that has gone totally mean and to the point, mean to this point. I mean, this whole theory and what he's embracing is the same thing that Alyssa Milano, that you and I talked about, that she embraced, that she could say very gleefully that she's glad that she aborted two children because of her success was based on her her experience.
She's so muddle-headed. I mean, she founds the Me Too movement and then supports Joe Biden, the sniffer and groper. She makes no sense whatsoever. But it just underscores the fact that now we actually have a Democrat Party where a lot of the experts are saying it's a three-way race between Sanders, Biden, and Warren. Now, we know Biden cognitively is half gone, but he's embracing all of the radical left, including what Bernie Sanders said. Yeah. And so Elizabeth Warren is right there with him. So these three people, any one of them, is saying, elect me as president. And it's, meanwhile, the House is tearing as best they can, tearing down the image of President Trump within a beginning of an impeachment proceeding.
Well, James,
they can't win any other way.
Well, we're running out of time, and this will continue. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein. plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 18 years since the 9/11 attacks, and there are events being held across America to remember that tragic day. President Trump and First Lady Melania are attending a Pentagon memorial at this hour. Vice President Mike Pence is at the Flight 93 memorial in Pennsylvania and in New York City.
Mark Francis Broderick.
Herman Charles Broghammer.
Events include the annual reading of the names of the victims out loud in Lower Manhattan. A ceremony at the 9/11 memorial will be going on for several hours. A hospital had to be evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. That tornado hit as powerful thunderstorms and flash flooding were sweeping through the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is right there. Hey, we're going to be talking about the Multicultural Media Correspondents Association. It's an advocacy organization leading a national call to increase media diversity in partnership with the Walt Disney Company. And they're going to present a summit entitled Diversity in the Media Industry, Obstacles and Opportunities. And it's going to be at the CBCF Annual Legislative Conference that's going to be taking place in Washington Convention Center, or I should say at the Washington Convention Center, room 207B, to be specific, and that's going to take place from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, September 13th, and here to tell us more about it is the moderator himself, who is the CEO of Liquid Soul and member of the Academy of Arts and Sciences, Tyrell Whitley. Tyrell, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Bill, glad to be here.
Wow, this is powerful. You've got quite a host of people that you're coming together to deal with diversity in the media industry. Tell us about that, if you would.
Absolutely. This is our third year hosting sessions at the CBC around media diversity, and I want to thank Representative Val Demings, who's the chair of the Media Diversity Congressional Brain Trust, as well as Representative G.K. Butterfield for his support. Of course, he was the past chair of the CBC. We have been really focused on bringing in a diverse group of leaders and media executives that can help us really parse the conversation around media diversity and marketing spend in the cultural areas, as well as looking at just some of the challenges and opportunities that may exist for media and diverse individuals in the media industry.
Well, I'll tell you, Tyrell, you couldn't talk to somebody that's been a part of this experientially. Believe it or not, in Los Angeles, I was the first Hispanic with a Hispanic last name that you heard in Los Angeles radio in 1972 when I got out of the Marine Corps. Before that time, wow. You never heard of a Hispanic last name. So diversity has been a process. I mean, since then, we have a lot more Hispanics in broadcasting, and I think that's exciting, you know, that that's happening, because up to that point, gosh, I remember giving speeches in college campuses, you know, and talking to kids about the opportunity that was available to them in broadcasting, and before that, they never thought it was possible.
That's correct. That's correct. Well, you know, and even as the landscapes change now, Bill, I think we have to continue and intensify that conversation. For example, 52% of Hispanic Americans, they consume at least an hour a day on social media compared to 38% of non-white Hispanics, but non-Hispanic whites. But the concern there is when you look at the spend and the engagement of the Hispanic audience on the media, specifically digital and social media platforms, there's huge disparities. And those are some of the topics that we're trying to address and really look at not just the issues, but specific solutions, and then working with our legislators to help us craft those solutions and find ways to, you know, to really implement those on a national platform.
Tyrell, you see this as a media diversity crisis. Break that down so our audience can grasp how it is that you're seeing this.
Exactly. I thank you for that question. I think there's a couple things. You know, now, Bill, as you mentioned, there are more Hispanic, African-Americans, even Asian names and faces in front of the screen, which I think is wonderful, and we want to continue that pattern. But I also want people to understand, as more media consolidation takes place, the CBS and Viacom or AT&T and Time Warners or even the Disneys and Fox, the landscapes become very tight.
Exactly.
And decision-makings and executives begin to consolidate as well. And so there are fewer and fewer leaders and executives of color that help make these core decisions around broadcast television, radio, digital and streaming, as well as social engagement. And so for us, and what we're attempting to do is really open up those doors and crack open those conversations. Number one, by bringing in executives like Terrence Carter from 20th Century Fox, having Cheryl Grace from Nielsen, or Vanessa Morrison, who's the president of Fox Family, and she was, before that, she was also over Fox Animation for several years, Connie Orlando from BET, and even Michelle Sneed from Tyler Perry Studios. These are the type of executives, women, men of color, that have been in the trenches, that understand that these decisions are made at a high level, and our representation is not always felt. That's
exactly.
One side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
Another side of the coin is dealing with advertisers. And as you know, having a show, a program, requires resources. There has to be a value chain. There has to be dollars spent from sponsors and supporters. And when we know that we over-index in these areas, whether it's radio, television, print, digital, but the dollars and the value stream is not there, and the spend is not appropriate, it makes it very difficult for us to maintain in a continuum our platforms. Now, you have been around, and you've been able to outlast many, and really, as you know, you've seen probably, just as I, many that have come and gone. And
right.
A lot of that has to do with the value chain and spending dollars from advertisers our direction. And so we have to address that concern as well. So that's why having Verizon Media on our panel, or having Michelle Ebanks from Essence Communications, having publishers and people that spend on that level to have the dialogue, I think is also important.
Tyrell, I think it's really important for people to see the diversity themselves, because a lot of what we do is in the background, and people don't see it necessarily that way. I mean, even for me, one conversation I had with a syndicator, he said to me, he says, I never heard of a conservative Hispanic before, and you know, which I thought was quite comical. But you know, again, what we're trying to accomplish here is, as you say, in diversity, is appreciating that there's a lot of talent available if it only had an opportunity, and I'm sure a lot of these politicians that you orbit with, that you know, they look at what the FCC did, what the government did in terms of trying to bring diversity, to bring more broadcast owners to the field, and their legislation did just the opposite. And it's kind of frustrating that they haven't done anything or have done little to rectify that. That, as you said earlier, you know, the Viacoms, the, you know, the iHeartMedias, and that, you know. it's all the radio groups and that. It's in a small hand of people, and so that limits, that makes diversity, you know, an uphill battle, does it not?
It absolutely does, and that's why the MMCA is committed to having these type of sessions and these type of events so that we can educate and really provide detailed information and specifics, not generalizations. We want the numbers, but we also want the faces behind the numbers.
Yes.
There's many things that they see, and this is really one of the biggest challenges that I have. Is you'll see a Black Panther or a Crazy Rich Asians, for example, but you don't always peel back the layers. You see the success side of when you present diversity on screen. It has a resounding sound of dollars, and it makes people excited. But then you peel back and you find out that the Asian writer, the female Asian writer on Crazy Rich Asians, is being paid eight to ten times less than her white counterpart.
Wow.
And the white counterpart says, hey, I'll give you half. And she says no. Because if the media company can't represent, they can't recognize my contribution, they're making a clear statement that my value is not being recognized. And those things continuously happen. But we have to let our legislators know with specifics, the numbers, the percentages, but also the people. We are giving them names and personalities, people they can actually talk to in scenarios to understand where these disparities are actually happening.
Exactly. Well, Tyrell, we only got about a minute and a half left. Well, we could be here for you know, an hour plus yet, but very quickly, the panel discussions will be included, and where can the folks go for more information?
Absolutely. I would ask you all, please support and visit www.mmcadc.org. Again, that's mmcadc.org. And on social media, we're at MMCADC on all channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please connect with us. We'd love to have you out again September 13th in Washington Convention Center, room 207B, where we're going to have our media industry diversity panels, obstacles and opportunities. It's going to be dynamic. I hope you can join us.
Again, remind everybody where that's going to take place and the date.
Absolutely. Again, Friday, September 13th, Washington Convention Center, room 207B. You can go to mmcadc.org for more information. And, Bill, I hope next year or later this year we get an opportunity to engage you. I think you have done a phenomenal job on what you've been doing with your program for so long. We need your voice as part of this conversation as well, and we hope to engage you even more.
Well, it'll be my honor, Tyrell, and all the best to you guys, everything, and all the great work that you're doing. Tyrell Whitley, CEO of Liquid Soul, member of the Academy of Arts and Sciences, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tyrell. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you got it. It's movie time. We're going to go to Hollywood, California. Yes, the movie capital of the world. And Steve Evans is standing by.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, he is the movie guy, and for good reason, because we need to stay on top of the things that are happening on the big screen. And Steve Evans is with us a day early, but hey, look, nonetheless, it's always good to have Steve-O with us. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine, and It, Chapter 2, is doing fine. It has turned things around at the box office. Mm-hmm. Number one, it did not disappoint last weekend, $91.1 million in this country. About $185 million worldwide. Not quite what the original It movie mm-hmm. did. I mean, the original did about $123 in this country. But hey, It Chapter 2 is off to a great start, 91.1. Obviously, number one at the box office. Angel Has Fallen was way down the list at $5.9 million. Good Boys, number three. Lion King, number four. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Rounding out the top five, a lot of familiar names there. Okay, we have a very interesting weekend coming up. We're going to start with this movie called The Goldfinch. What have you heard about this, Phil?
I have not heard a whole lot here, so fill me in.
Well,
I'm taking notes.
This should be a terrific film. The Goldfinch, this is the film adaptation of Donna Tartt's globally acclaimed bestseller of the same name. It won the 2014 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, spent more than 30 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, but the reviews aren't terrific. And sometimes, you know, it's difficult to bring these books and novels to the screen, and that may be what is happening here, but mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a moment. This is about Theo Decker. Theo Decker, played by Ansel Elgort, who did such a terrific job in Baby Driver. I'm not sure whether you ever saw that movie. But he plays Theo Decker, this 13-year-old kid. His mother was killed in a bombing at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And this tragedy changes the course of his life, sending him on a stirring odyssey of grief and guilt, reinvention and redemption, and even love. And through it all, he holds on to one tangible piece of hope from that terrible day, which is this painting of a tiny bird chained to a perch, the goldfinch. Now, this has, as I mentioned, Ansel Elgort, Nicole Kidman is in this, Sarah Paulson, great cast, a great story, but only 26% of the critics are recommending. I don't want to rain on this parade. I want everybody to, you know, check out the trailer and read a couple of the reviews, because this should be a terrific film. And the trailer is great. I'm not sure what's happening here. It's out this weekend, and it will be doing fairly well. We'll talk about that in a moment.
We'll see if everything was left in the trailer. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, know? It's true. Sometimes. And they say there's a lot, you know, it's very slow, they say, and then a lot happens very quickly, so maybe not quickly enough. On the other hand, we have a movie which you wouldn't think would get great reviews, but 95% of the critics are recommending Hustlers.
Ooh.
Now, Hustlers is this movie. Takes place in New York, follows this crew of savvy former strip club employees who band together to turn the tables on their Wall Street clients. And it's starring Jennifer Lopez, Julia Stiles, Constance Wu. 95% of the critics are recommending this thing. And here's what the Washington Post had to say. In this raunchy, gloriously liberated revenge fantasy, Lopez rules with seductive, triumphant authority, will happily follow her anywhere. That's from a female critic at the Washington Post. So this is a movie about strippers, which seems to be the thing to see. You know, and it's your opportunity to see Jennifer Lopez work the pole, and that's part of it's in the trailer if you'd like to check that out.
Well, that takes care of my bucket list.
Jennifer
working the pole. Okay.
If you're a guy and you want to go to see this movie and your wife, you say to your wife, hey, look, this is art. Read these reviews.
Absolutely.
That's out this weekend. Another movie which was very big up at Sundance, which really sounds interesting. The type of movie I'd really like to see for whatever reason. It's called The Sound of Silence. 57% recommending this. Here's what this is about. There are a symphony of almost undetectable sounds that make up a moment of silence. And Peter Lucian, played by Peter Sarsgaard, is determined to catalog them all. Through his job as a New York City house tuner, the hyper-methodical Peter works meticulously to diagnose the discordant ambient noises produced from everything from wind patterns to humming electrical appliances, which adversely affect the moods of his clients. You see, somebody may be depressed or in a bad mood or whatever, and that could become because of the refrigerator humming in the kitchen. That's kind of the idea here.
Mm-hmm.
So when he takes on a particular difficult case of Ellen, played by Rashida Jones, she's a lonely woman played by chronic exhaustion, Peter finds that the mysteries of the soul may be even greater than the mysteries of sound. And it's true. I mean, if you happen to be a person that is meditates or whatever, and you just, you know, you sit quietly and just be in the moment and listen, all of the sounds that you actually hear, because the sound of silence really isn't silence at all. In radio, it's called dead air, which is, of course, the cardinal sin.
Well, it's dead air until you hear your heart thumping with excitement and panic.
Well, there's that, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, it just sounds like a fascinating topic. Check out the trailer. It really looks interesting. 57% recommending The Sound of Silence. And then the movie, which won the World Cinema Award up at Sundance this year, by a young director called Alejandro Landis. Guillermo del Toro says this is one of the powerful new voices in film these days. 93% recommending Manos. Now, this is this director's third feature. This is a survivalist saga, which is set on a remote mountain in Latin America. This film tracks the group of young soldiers and rebels, and their job is to keep watch over an American hostage, a doctor by the name of played by Julianne Nicholson. The teenage commandos perform military exercises by day, indulge in youthful hedonism by night. They're kind of this unconventional family that's bound together under the shadowy force known only as the Organization. After an ambush drives the squadron into the jungle, both the mission and the intricate bonds between the group begin to disintegrate. Order descends into chaos, and within Manos, the strong begin to prey on the weak in this vivid, cautionary fever dream. So if your idea of entertainment is a vivid, cautionary fever dream, Manos could be for you. 93% recommending that one. We have an update of the Frankenstein movie. It's called Depraved, and it is, you know, really getting some interesting reviews. 96% are recommending. This is about, they're saying it's a stylish update of the Frankenstein legend. This is a guy by the name of, whose director was Larry Fessenden, who's another up-and-coming director, suffering from PTSD following his stint as an Army medic. You have this guy by the name of Henry, played by David Call. He now works feverishly in his Brooklyn laboratory to forget the death he witnessed overseas by creating life in the form of a man cobbled together from body parts. Wait. After procuring a brain from an unwitting victim, his creation, Adam, is born. It's like the Frankenstein concept. Mm-hmm. But it soon seems that giving life to Adam was the easy part. Teaching him how to live in a dark and troubled world may be perilous. A complex, emotionally shattering tale about what it means to be human. It's called Depraved Out There. Check out the trailer, man. The special effects are killer. 96% recommending that one. And another movie, which I think you might find interesting, Chasing Einstein. This is a documentary, and I, you know, I find it hard to wrap my head around Einstein's theory of relativity and everything else he was about. But this is about the group of scientists that are grappling with this theory of relativity. Now, nobody has managed to topple this theory, even though it leads to the shocking conclusion that most of the universe must be made of a mysterious form called this invisible matter that nobody has observed. And now they call it dark matter. And now physics stands at a crossroads. Some of the sharpest brains in physics have dedicated their lives to search for this dark matter, while others are working on a new theory of gravitivity. Gravity. Chasing Einstein's following. I have a hard time even reading this. Chasing Einstein follows leading scientists around the world to the edge of the universe. It's about people trying to make sense of the world we live in. Chasing Einstein out there this weekend.
Yeah, because when you get into these mathematical and scientific equations and stuff like that, I mean, your brain has to, you know, be wired in a very unique sort of way.
Well, just out and looking up at the stars at night.
Yeah.
It'd be a, you know, rather perplexing exercise.
I mean, I could see where some of these guys, their heads would actually explode, you know, just being, you know, just meditating and just thinking nothing about, you know, but these, you know, mathematical equations and, you know.
Trying to make sense of the world through, you know, the principles of physics and mathematics, and that's what these people do. And it is, it looks like a fascinating documentary. It's called Chasing Einstein. Another doc out called Liam, As It Was If You Are an Oasis Fan. We have a documentary following musician Liam Gallagher as he attempts to make a solo comeback. That's getting some pretty good reviews. Mm-hmm. Then we have a movie, another doc called Cracked Up, which we witnessed through the incredible story of an actor, comedian, and master impressionist and Saturday Night Live veteran Daryl Hammond, the impact of adverse childhood experiences and how they can really have an impact across a lifetime. Daryl Hammond, one of the most talented guys out there. Behind the scenes, Daryl suffered from these debilitating flashbacks, self-injury, addiction, misdiagnosis, until the right doctor isolated the key to unlocking the memories his brain had locked away for over 50 years. You might not get a chance to see the movie, but check out the trailer. It really is pretty interesting. It's called Cracked Up, the story of Daryl Hammond.
Hey, Steve, real quick, too, I wanted to talk about You Are Here, that doc that is out today. It is a Fathom event on 9/11, because it's about 9/11 and about the planes that had to, you know, find their way to Gander, Newfoundland, and were there for 5 days.
Yeah.
An incredible story. Of course, it's a Broadway play as well, and that is a Fathom event, one night only, at 9/11 today.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great story.
Okay, we got it. Hey, it's a wrap for Steve Evans, the movie guy. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for